Our first scripture lesson today is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Listen now for God's word to you. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Brought back a lot of memories for me. Being in Anderson Auditorium at Montreat, at a Montreat Youth Conference, singing that song. It's a beautiful song. Our next scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. And just in case you haven't noticed, we're talking about light this morning. And this is a passage in which the larger context of these verses is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus says these words, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to God in heaven." For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us. Thanks be to God. All I could see from where I stood was three long mountains and a wood. I turned and looked the other way and saw three islands in a bay. So with my eyes, I traced the line of the horizon, thin and fine, straight around till I was come back to where I started from. And all I saw from where I stood was three long mountains and a wood. Over these things I could not see. These were the things that bounded me. And I could touch them with my hand almost, I thought, from where I stand. And all at once things seemed so small. My breath came short and scarce at all. "But sure, the sky is big," I said, "miles and miles above my head. So here upon my back I'll lie and look my fill into the sky." And so I looked, and after all, the sky was not so very tall. "The sky," I said, "must somewhere stop." And sure enough, I see the top. The sky, I thought, is not so grand. I most could touch it with my hand, and reaching up my hand to try, I screamed to feel it touch the sky. I screamed, and lo, infinity came down and settled over me. Forced to back my scream into my chest, bent my arm back upon my breast, and pressing of the undefined, the definition on my mind. Held up before my eyes a glass through which my shrinking sight did pass, until it seemed I must behold immensity made manifold. Whispered to me a word whose sound deafened the air for worlds around, and brought unmuffed to my ears the gossiping of friendly spears, the creaking of the tinted sky, the ticking of eternity. I saw and heard and knew at last the how and why of all things past and present and forevermore. These words come from a longer, well-known poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay called The Renaissance. This is a description of an epiphany. An epiphany is a sudden awareness, a flash of recognition, an aha moment. An epiphany is a life-changing recognition that may be sudden or gradual. And we come on this day celebrating and commemorating Epiphany in our church calendar. Within religious circles, within the confines of Christianity, an epiphany is an experience of God, an experience of God as fully present to us. To draw back on the language of Advent and Christmas, an epiphany is when we truly experience Emmanuel, God with us. It is when we are present within the presence. I spoke on Christmas Eve about how I've come to the point where I think perhaps the central message of the Bible, the central message of biblical faith and of Christianity is just that, presence. To come to the point where we know that we are present within the eternal presence of the divine. And that in some way we are even a reflection of that presence. I think it's very interesting that we are told in our scriptures that we are created in the image of God. Let's talk about that for just a second. An image of God. An image is somehow not exactly what it is, but it truly represents something. Probably the best example we would have is to look into a mirror. We see our image in the mirror. It's not really us, but that's as close to seeing our own selves as we can come, to seeing our own face. It's an image in that mirror. And we know it's us, but it's not really us. And in Some way, this is how we are created in the image of God. And maybe even using this same analogy, we are a reflection of God. We are the image of God reflected in the world. And maybe this is what Jesus is trying to tell us when he says, you are the light of the world. The only way anyone is going to see God is as a reflected image. Now, so much of Scripture goes farther than that and tells us that God is also reflected in creation. It's this beautiful poem you just heard from St. Edna St. Vincent Millay. A moment when everything comes together. And we feel like we are a part of it. It doesn't have to be grand. We don't have to be struck to the road by a light from heaven the way Saul was. We don't have to have a glowing angel before us like Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph and other biblical stories. It could be gazing into someone else's face. It could be hearing the cry of a baby. It could be watching the ocean as we walk on a beach, or standing on a mountaintop looking at vistas, and we know that we are a part of this, and that some way, in a mysterious way, we reflect this eternal presence of God in our own lives. There's another little poem I would like to share with you. It's a very short excerpt from a much, much longer poem. The longer poem is by Robert Browning, and it's a poem called A Pippa Passes. And in the whole story, Pippa is a peasant girl who walks through her village, her community, and visits different people, walking through the lives of several people, experiencing places of conflict and tension in the lives of these people. And Pippa, as she walks through, tries to get people to see that God's creation is ultimately good. And good is not necessarily always pleasant, but that good is complete and whole, and that everything that is going on in creation is encompassed in this presence. And I first heard these words when I was a child. I was singing in a choir, a children's choir at church, and these words had been put to music, and our choir had learned them. The years at the spring, the days at the morn, mornings at 7, the hillsides dew-pearled, the larks on the wing, the snails on the thorn. God's in heaven, all's right with the world. It was an early spring morning. I was about 10 years old, and I was walking to school, And I was passing through a meadow that was dew covered. Wildflowers in the meadow. I had on a brand new pair of kids. I had a baseball glove hooked to my belt and a peanut butter sandwich in a brown paper bag. As I walked to school, and in the middle of that meadow, I burst into this song in my boy soprano voice. I sang it to the top of my lungs. And I know that the universe heard me. And that I was and am and always will be a participant in this wonderful, amazing experience we call life. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." But he doesn't say it in a vacuum. He says it as part of the Beatitudes. And if we remember the Beatitudes, it's blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are the lonely. He says this within the context of identifying all of the things we experience as human beings, even persecution. And in today's world, my friends, we experience so much. All we have to do is read the headlines of the paper, turn on your television, look on the internet. We know what's going on in the world today. There is so much violence. There is so much hatred. There is so much division. And we ask, where can God be in all of this? And the answer is, it's all part of the presence of God. And we are called to be light in this presence. So as we begin a new year, how will we reflect the light and the presence of God in our lives and in our world? And my guess is, if we are honest with ourselves, we will find ourselves on the outside of so much that's going on. Because we are to be light in the darkness, not bringing darkness into people's lives. Today we celebrate Epiphany. Today we recognize that we are the light of the world. We are the image of God reflected into the darkness around us. Amen. I just had to clarify something with Sharon. And I want to apologize for not making things clear. Sharon had been elected as a trustee, which is not an ordained installed position, but I did want to make that recognition and that confusion. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And our other trustees Are you here? There's Lamar. He's our other trustee. And Bill Barnett. Right. And I also want to acknowledge at this time those who were elected to our nominating committee, which were not ordained and installed positions. And that is, and I'm working on my memory here, so you all help me. I've got Joanne Manier and Andrew Everett, and I have one more that I cannot remember. Are you? Okay. All right. Well, we just want to make sure that everybody who's elected to serve is recognized. You are you're vitally important in the life of this congregation. And now, since we've done everything else today, would anybody like to be baptized or get married? Well, you know, I got the book here. We might as well do it, huh? Thank you for your patience today, friends. These are important things in the life of our congregation. And I do want to remind you that we'll have a brief congregational meeting right after the benediction, and then we will have some soup and undecorating. You are the light of the world. There's an old saying that says, the thing you are looking for is what you are looking with. The thing you're looking for is what you are looking with. And Jesus turns that around on us all the time. You're looking for the light. You are the light. You're looking for the grace. You are the grace. You're looking for the mercy. You are the mercy. Go into this world, go into this new year, go into this new decade, knowing that you are the light of the world. Amen.